WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Clinton is in Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. after developing a fever. His deputy chief of staff says Mr. Clinton was admitted for observation and testing, is alert and in good spirits.
Clinton is 78 years old and has faced a series of health scares since he left office, including a successful quadruple bypass operation in 2004 and another heart procedure in 2010. His spokesperson tells us he's hopeful that the former president will be home by Christmas.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Luigi Mangione pleaded not guilty to New York State charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. His attorney, expressing concern about a fair trial, says the case is being politicized. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved another generic version of the GLP-1 diabetes drug Victoza. Another generic version of Victoza was approved earlier this year. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices have inched up again. Melissa Kay has the story.
Gas prices increased last week, rising 3.7 cents for an average across the state of $2.81 per gallon. Despite the expected increase, prices in Wisconsin are still 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 7 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices may hold near recent levels this week. However, in our area, stations will likely be rolling back prices after the recent hikes in competition with nearby gas stations. It will pay to check prices before you fill up. You may be able to save as much as 25 to 50 cents per gallon depending on where you fill your tank.
The average for a gallon of gas in Oshkosh is $2.67. In Appleton, it's $2.68. And in the greater Green Bay area, prices range from $2.57 all the way up to $2.89 a gallon. Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it. We're not talking about this at Christmas. Then I think that you set it and you maintain it.
Johnson appeared on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendrick could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, low pretty close to 20. Tomorrow, more clouds hanging around, highs upper 20s. Cloudy Christmas Day, high low 30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40.
Right now it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants.
three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Let's light it up. Let's light up hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me, no matter where you are joining from in the great state of Wisconsin. Let's do this. We've got one more hour, and then we're off for three nights. But we have made arrangements to have you entertained for the next three nights. And we will go over those arrangements again right now. A couple texts before we get back to Ben Reiser. Jim from Appleton says, I already got it. What he wants for Christmas, that is, a shiny new clean over-air signal for Appleton. Wow, that's a dedicated listener celebrating the new signal in Appleton. Thank you, Jim. And he says, happy, help me, Conrad, happy Christmahana Kwanzaa.
You got it?
I did it. Not nice. Too bad. Yeah. Ben, do you celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas or what
Both.
Route do you go? No, oh, good for you. That's we have our Jewish members of the family will not be with us this Christmas, so I have a feeling we're not probably going to focus on Hanukkah as much. But we always
have. You
have
in the past? Have they been with you in previous
Yeah, we've
times?
Had almost every Christmas, but this year for whatever reason they can't make it. But we had a little menorah, and yeah, we usually what's the Hanukkah Kwanzaa? Oh, Kwanzaa and. I don't know. I don't know what the fourth one is. Conrad, do you?
Something with Swam? Swam?
Happy holidays, folks. Paula, Conrad's mom checks in and says, Merry Christmas, Pete and Conrad. We just moved into a new home, and my Christmas wish would be for everything to be organized and put away by someone else. I'll be right over, Paula. All right. Ben Reiser is here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, well, we talked about the Wisconsin Film Festival. We talked about Wisconsin filmmakers. And now we are going to move on to a film that, Ben, it's called Carry On. It's on Netflix. It's gotten like in the 80 percentile of good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, but only like 55% of audiences like it. I feel like the audiences are much smarter than the critics on this one. There's so many holes in it. I found myself with logic leaps I couldn't accept.
It's a terrible movie, but I actually blame social media and AI and whatever hell else is going on over on Facebook. And, you know, I'm bombarded now in my Facebook feed by clearly AI written garbage.
Right.
You know, saying like, you know, and it's all like these groups that you've never heard of. And you're like, why am I seeing this? And it's like, Carry On is the best, you know, or they won't even tell you the name. Cause it's all clickbait. Right. And it's like Netflix's newest thriller
right.
has like a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I get all excited about it. Like an idiot, not reminding myself, this is all just crap. That's some marketing, you know, viral scam marketing thing. And I watched the thing and it's terrible. I mean, I will say one thing. In his paper, the one I saw a couple of mildly negative things where they're like, people are saying, and these were real people saying, it's pretty good, but it's no Die Hard 2. And I'm like, Die Hard 2? When did that become a good movie? Like, come on, that's a low bar, Die Hard 2.
Unless
you know,
they mean
I saw Die Hard 2 in a theater. I was laughing at that thing. Anybody who saw Die Hard was not into Die Hard 2. Rennie Harlan, come on. But yeah, but this is a mess. You know that guy who's the star of it, Taron Egerton. He was in that Apple TV show where he has to go to prison to try to get information out of a serial killer. That's a great show, and he's pretty good in it. And I like him in those Kingsman movies. But man, is he hamming it up so badly in this movie. He's not one of those guys you watch on screen and you can say, oh, I see how he's thinking. You know, right. He's one of those guys you watch on the screen and you're like, this guy doesn't seem to have a thought in his head.
I was watching it in a hotel room last weekend with my son, Joe, and we were trying to figure what films the screenwriter cherry picked from. And we came up with Collateral, Jason Bateman as Tom Cruise and Taron Egerton as Jamie Foxx, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Die Hard, Nonstop. It literally was like the writer just sat down and pulled a lot of elements, but there was so much stuff. There's so much stuff that didn't make sense. Like the guy who Jason Bateman passes in the airport and then he drops dead of a heart attack. He obviously was poisoned or whatever. Like 10 minutes later in the movie, someone says, well, we just got the tox screen back. That was not a heart attack. I'm like, 10 minutes? Really? Yeah. Like enough. There was so much that didn't make sense. It was just lazy. Drove me crazy.
Yeah, it was painful. It really was painful. Like every quote unquote twist was like, this is dumber than the thing that they did 2 minutes ago.
And he's sitting there at his post talking to himself, talking to Jason Bateman on the earpiece. I'm like, nobody
people are looking
at
him.
TSA.
Right. His boss is looking at him. Why didn't they immediately remove him? This guy looks like he's insane. You're right. He's talking to himself. He's dropping stuff in a desk drawer every 5 seconds. Like, what is going on in this stupid movie?
And it just shows you how a bad script can make a good actor look like an idiot. Like you said, it's just, it's inexcusable. All right, so we covered that. What else have you seen in the theater? Anything else in the theaters you can recommend or not recommend?
Well, I saw that movie, Anora, Sean Baker movie. Have you seen it?
It's supposed to be great. No, I haven't seen it.
Have you seen any Sean Baker movies?
What else has he done?
Tangerine, The Florida Project, and his most recent one was Red Rocket. These are all terrific movies.
I have not seen any of them.
No. Watch them all and then go see Anora, or by then it'll be on streaming. I think it's certainly going to be up for Best Picture. It's terrific. Great movie.
Cool.
Very funny.
All right. Good to know.
You will love it. Hey, did you see The English Teacher, that TV series that was on this year?
No, I saw that you watched that. I was going to ask you
about
that.
Write that down. You'll like that. That's a comedy. That's right up your alley.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. What about The Big Clock? You asked me if I had seen that film.
Well, that's it. Well, we were both talking about how many film noirs we've seen recently. Yeah. I don't know what your story is. For me, it's the Criterion Channel, which does like Noir-vember.
Yeah. You know,
clever pun. So they have tons of noirs, and I try to catch up on ones I haven't seen or watch them over, because you can watch those things again and again. They're all so great.
So great. I know.
Big Clock is really terrific. You should check it out. Okay. Charles Laughton is the heavy.
Oh.
And he's just so great in everything. It's such a good movie.
You know, I feel like
I watched it and then I made my wife watch it with me the next night. I was like, hey, you got to see this thing that I just saw.
Oh, wow. I'm the one that gets talked into watching. Like, my wife kind of binges the network TV shows still. And if I want to spend any time with her, I have to watch SVU for the 8,000th time, which is a fine show. But I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Did you see? I've stumbled onto a film noir I really like called Nightfall.
Yes.
Have you seen that? I'd never heard of it. And I just thought, I love the title so much, I'm going to watch this film. And it was great.
Well, that's funny that you like the title, because I read the title when it was on recently, again on Criterion, and I was like, I don't know that I've seen this. I put it on, and within 5 minutes, I was like, oh, yes, I saw this movie like last year. Can't believe I forgot the title. But yes, it's great.
Yeah, Aldo Ray, I had never seen anything with him. And I'm like, a blonde guy in a film noir? Right. What the heck is this? And then he kind of grows on you, and it's Anne Bancroft is great. It's just a good the other one I watched recently, Ben, was Kansas City Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was ahead of its time, but it had like the masks, these guys pulling a heist wore masks.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, is this where the guys that made The Town got the idea? Because it was very creepy looking for a 1950s film noir, I thought.
Yeah, very creepy.
Yeah.
Very, very creepy.
Any Christmas Day films you're looking forward to that come out? A Complete Unknown, Nosferatu, The Fire Inside?
I don't even know what The Fire Inside is. What's that?
It's about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who was the first woman to ever win a gold medal. It's reviewing like crazy, and it's like a PG-13 movie or something. It's supposed to be really good.
I mean, I guess I should be excited about the Dylan movie and the Nosferatu remake, but I'm kind of not. I don't know. Again, I'm out of gas, but well, I'm going to be in New York from Christmas through New Year's with nothing to do and hopefully a chance to, you know what I'm going to go see in New York in 70 millimeter is The Brutalist.
Yeah.
That's another movie that's coming out soon.
I'm excited for that too.
And it already is out, I guess. Not here.
Only it's on.
We're
like
actually
four.
We
screens,
have the Madison premiere here. Pete, arrange to have your show in Madison the week that we're showing The Brutalist.
When is that?
I don't know. So I think it's the end of January. I think we're starting our spring semester at Cinematheque.
Oh my God, I would love to see that at Cinematheque. Will you guys do the intermission? It's over 3.5 hours long. They have an intermission. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's getting a lot of Oscar buzz too. How are the risers going to spend New Year's Eve in New York?
Well, I'm flying back to Chicago on New Year's Eve. Because I'm going to see my pals, Local H, who I keep mentioning on the show.
Yeah.
They're playing a concert on New Year's Eve, and I'm going to go see them.
Oh, fun.
And then we're going to do a live podcast from Chicago the next night at a bar.
Oh, very nice.
In front of people. Yeah.
What bar do you go to?
G-Man, the Ginger Man, next to the Metro.
Oh, I was telling a story about how I used to work. I was a doorman at a place called the Ginger Man on Division Street, right by Rush Street. But I think that's a different, it's not there.
No, anymore, that's so. It. I think that's the same one. It's right by Metro. I think that is Division
Cabaret Street. Metro is like up further north, I think. Way it could be the same.
Ginger Man moved locations?
Maybe.
Because this is Ginger Man, but they call it G-Man now.
You know who used to own? I worked there 6 months just checking IDs. The guy that owned it, his last name was Ursay, and he played the dad in 16 Candles. He played the dad of the guy she was marrying. It was like one of those things like, hey, let's throw a bone to this guy. He's a friend of ours, because I don't think he was really an actor. And I was like, that's the guy that owns the Ginger Man. It was the weirdest.
Well, first of all, let me whip out my John Hughes credentials. It's Paul Dooley who plays Molly Ringwald's dad in 16 Candles.
Correct. It's the
guy. But she's not marrying anybody. Who? What other dad is there?
No, her older sister is getting married.
Oh, okay.
And he plays the groom's father, I think. And he's just kind of a putz, you know. But good stuff.
Yep.
Hey, man, I hope you have great holidays, Ben, and travel
you
safely.
Too.
Have fun in your native land of New York. And let's connect after the new year. It's always fun.
All right, good. We'll do a 2024 roundup.
Yeah.
2025.
I would love that. All right. Thanks, Ben.
Great seeing you, Pete.
You too, buddy. That's Ben Reiser. Check out Cinematheque if you're in the Madison area. Great selection of movies. It's free. Ben said something that the seats weren't that great. I actually think they are. I think the whole experience is very old school. And that cool little campus theater smells like the movies. That's how I describe Cinematheque. So check it out. And check out the Wisconsin Film Festival in April of 2025. Really fun, time. Conrad, what else? What am I missing? Kind of, I'm on cough syrup and acetaminophen. Yeah, you know, I haven't coughed once, have I?
After I said clear your throat, you haven't.
No,
so
you're right.
It's actually.
I want to do an endorsement.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, okay. Most people, when they want to help someone out, they don't need but that's fine.
I do.
You'll take the thank yous. All right. Ed the Diver and Christy Barlumen coming up in the next few minutes. This is Peach Bob and Nightlight. We are coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed?
It was an
itsy-bitsy, yes, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jingle bell, jingle bell. From the 608, Monica in Mount Horeb says, I would love a massage, but that will be a present to myself because I know I'm not getting one from anyone else. Not with that attitude, Monica. Shoot Conrad your address. He'll be over shortly. I'm going to go help his mom unpack some stuff, and we can do it that way. Chris from, Chris Casper says, I watched Carry On last night. It was objectively terrible. How did that ever get to be a thing that made it to fruition? Nothing about it was good. Chris, I could not agree more. And then I think one more here, and we are caught up. And that is Tom from Jackson who says, He says, the cat in Veronica Lake's lap. I feel like he talked about Veronica Lake last week and the cat. Are these texts mixed up? Because remember Tom was texting?
I don't remember too much about that, to be honest.
Well, thanks for paying attention. he says it was a black cat. Thank you, Tom. All right. This is exciting, folks. Two of my favorites are here in the studio now. And you really have no excuse not to be because one of you lives in the building, Christy Barlament.
Both of us.
Yeah, both of you. Both, okay. Yeah. Whoa. You're not married yet. Are you telling me you stay over sometimes?
He sleeps on the couch.
Yeah, I sleep on the couch.
And Ed Bieber, also known as Ed the Diver. You guys have, all right, I just want to give people a recap because I think this is kind of funny. You and I first had a text exchange at probably a year ago-ish. Mm-hmm. I had just met Christy. You would come on the show to talk about New Year's Eve. And you do so many things here, and you're on Mino and the Mayor at the time. And
yeah.
I had just met Ed, and then Ed came on the show, and you guys were here together with Silent J, and I'm going, I think there might be something going on here. and then I noticed you guys around a lot, and now you're, like, engaged. So this is, like, a beautiful story that Nightlight will take full credit for.
Oh, there you go, Pete.
Fair enough.
So that's exciting. When's the big day?
We did not set it yet.
Okay.
I mean, no, we've been traveling all over. I mean, Florida, Alaska twice just this year.
Nuts.
The entire Midwest tour we did. Mm-hmm. We've been all over the place. So it's nice actually to kind of calm down and chill right now.
Yeah, and we have people asking for tickets to our wedding.
Seriously. So.
Tickets.
We had people offer venues, like their venues, and I can't tell you how many people have asked.
Are you going to do it at Epic or the Rush Center?
We like to have a smaller wedding ceremony, bigger
that's
reception.
That's really cool. Well, I'm thrilled for you guys. And I see some of your posts on Facebook and I'm like, whoa, oh, they're dating. Oh, they're engaged. Oh my God. Christy just got her certification for. So let me ask you this, Christy, you were like crazy busy before you even met Ed. You're just one of those people. You're like, my joke was always to Conrad and Todd, like, if Christy hasn't gotten back to me in 10 seconds, I'll think something's wrong.
Yes, you always said that.
Yeah, but now you went and got certified to scuba dive so that you can dive with Ed if you want, right?
Yes.
So now you can't get away from her anywhere, Ed.
Nope, she's underwater. Following me everywhere.
And like we... can't shake me. But like the first time we went together, it was Ed, Silent J, and myself. And was that the Crivets?
Crivets, oh, the Peshkigo River, yep.
It was incredible. I found my first wallet. It had debit cards, credit cards, cash, wow, and a driver's license and their health insurance cards and a collector's bottle. It was a Coca-Cola bottle, I think.
Something from Menominee, Michigan, United Beverages.
Sure. Oh, and yeah, it was completely intact too. So it's like that was my first time doing it. I found a wallet in my first bottle, and that bottle already sold.
Within a week, I think it sold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Because we're starting to like sell some of his bottles because he has an entire bottle room. There's so many bottles.
Is that why you needed it? Okay, so I'll just give some more background. All right. I think this is a fun tidbit too. When I moved from Chicago to Marinette in junior high, we bought this house. It was like twice the size of our house in Chicago. It had a big, huge side yard. It was like the Wiffle, kill the guy with the ball yard. And Ed, as I found out once we started texting last, like a year ago, Ed said, I live right across from your old yard. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, you would have had a great seat for some Wiffle games. But you had this great house there, but you moved.
Yep. Sold it to my son, moved over by Quick Trip. Right. Close to the Lollies there.
Quick Trip in Marinette, right behind Lollies, right?
Yes, literally.
Did you need more room, or did you want to be closer to Lollies?
Quick Trip. So it's like, I got Lollies, Quick Trip, and the post office, and that's kind of like what I work, and then I mainly work my house there, but it's just so cool because it's just like a workhouse. I just work there, live down here, and when I have to ship stuff out or, you know, scrub some bottles or balls or discs, I just go back up there.
Golf balls.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Golf
when
balls.
When you say scrub ball, okay. I just wanted. I wasn't gonna go just there. Your fiance had no problem.
just to clarify.
And look at Conrad. He's watching the Packer game. He doesn't even know what's going on.
Are they winning?
I am typing for the podcast.
I'm kidding. I inundated him with work because I couldn't talk earlier. So,
but yeah,
he's editing my Hollywood beats. But yeah,
it's mostly like his museum. You know, he goes back. It is. It's like a museum. It's not like he lives there. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you're living in Green Bay.
Yep.
But you were born, I didn't know this, Ed. I thought you were born on a farm and then moved to Marinette.
Yep.
But you were born in Marinette. Well,
I was born in the hospital in Marinette.
Oh,
but I was raised on the farm in Lena.
Gotcha.
So, I lived there for 17 years.
So that's Lena. Cool. So where do you like being in Green Bay now? Is it
centrally
located?
I'm not much of a city guy, but I grew up in a country, but I'm mainly just working. Like right this time of year, I'm editing videos all winter.
Yeah.
People ask me, well, why aren't you diving? I'm like, well, I've got the whole year of footage to catch up with, like 70 videos. And each hour of recording takes about 8 hours to edit.
Yeah.
So,
how about that?
And I got a lot of them. And, you know, it's really cool looking back at those memories and edit them. And then, I make memories by returning stuff later on in the year, return stuff so I can add that in the story, the video that I'm creating.
My guests are Christy Barlamin and Ed Bieber, also known as Ed the Diver. And you guys, so you said you're not even really an above ground guy. You kind of like it underwater.
It hurts to be underwater.
How did you start doing that?
Just looking for fishing lures that myself and my kids lost, and then noticing all the line underwater and all the trash that people leave or stuff that that blow off the roads. I mean, you look at the roads out here, you know, all these drains in the roads that lead out to the river. Most of them. So, you know, the stuff in the streets that people throw out there, you know, or stuff that falls off of garbage trucks right in the river or right in the rocks. And Christy and I have done a lot of cleanups along the river right here. Got so much stuff, and it's just amazing. You know, even find needles.
Yeah.
Man.
We actually, being the president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association, we actually won the Phoenix Award, the 2024 Phoenix Award for the downtown.
Nice.
And I was nominated for Leadership of the Year Award. But one big thing to pull back on that, it was 1 hour. We pulled 12 bags of garbage.
Good Lord.
12 bags along the Fox River Trail in 1 hour.
All right. So. Speaking of awards, we've got some exciting news that you guys can share after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. Christy Barlamin and Ed Bieber are here. Ed the Diver. I've got so many questions because I'm fascinated by what you do. So you're going to have to bear with me for the next few minutes. Love that
Always.
You guys are here. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. I'm Lisa Hale. No ice is safe. That's the message from the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office after an airboat crashed and sank in Lake Butamore west of the I-41 bridge this weekend. The two people on the boat did make it to shore safely. The boat is still submerged and partially visible above the water, and you can see it from I-41. It will probably remain there until later this week. Experts say Wisconsin could be missing opportunities for more economic growth, cleaner energy, and good-paying jobs. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Badger State is lagging behind when it comes to wind energy. Many of our neighboring states produce 10 times what we do in wind power. Experts say there are a few reasons for that, but one of them is misinformation. Some people think wind turbines are loud, they negatively affect property values, or pose health risks. But science doesn't support those claims, according to Sam Donisky from Renew Wisconsin. What has been proven, he says, is that wind energy is less harmful to wildlife and the environment than traditional power generation.
We have the potential here to do our own energy in our own state, to add great paying jobs like wind turbine technicians to the mix. And we also give landowners kind of like a lifeline in this aspect.
Farmers who have been hit hard economically in the last few years could benefit from the additional income leasing their land for wind projects. There are currently 10 wind projects generating electricity in Wisconsin. The oldest started in 1999, and the newest, the Red Barn Project, began last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There are several wind farms in our area, including Blue Sky Green Field in Fond du Lac County, Invenergy Forward Wind Farm in Fond du Lac in Dodge County, and Butler Ridge in Dodge County. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrog Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, low pretty close to 20. Tomorrow, more clouds hanging around, highs upper 20s. Cloudy Christmas Day, high low 30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40. Right now it's 31.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you.
My cousin Eddie and his beloved wife, Catherine, showed up. Catherine made the turkey that year. Turned out a little dry, but they had a really cool RV, though, that they parked out in front of our place. It was nonstop shenanigans.
Hey, Nikki, any wishes for our listeners?
My wish for our dear listeners is that everyone become a treasured member of the Jelly of the Month Club. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really... Oh, God. Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. He would talk like that.
Like this. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Get up home. I wanna drive them home.
Welcome back. What do you want for Christmas? That is our question tonight. Our question of the night. We've had some great answers. It's all been clean, too. They've all been rated PG, PG-13, nothing too terrible. So get in on the fun, folks, and let us know what you want for Christmas. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or the stream. Just text us. Find a way to talk to us. We'd love to hear from you guys. Christy Barlaman and Ed the Diver are here in the studio. We're talking, we're covering a lot of stuff here, but before I get more into the diving aspect of what you guys do, you have some big stuff going on here. Let's start with Christy. You said you're going to be, you won some award.
Yes, the 2024 Phoenix Award for the Downtown Neighborhood Association.
Because every time I see your Facebook stuff, you're posting about downtown Green Bay, and it's just like, and if that is not a full-time job and you're getting paid for it, it's even more admirable because you're just like so community-minded.
I'm not getting paid for it. I do it out of the goodness of my heart. And I like to keep the downtown clean and safe and look out for our residents and make a difference.
I told you she was a good person, Conrad.
What was Conrad saying?
He was runner-up for that award, and you trounced him. And then
just
Ed,
right there,
you have some big news too. You're about to get a really huge award and literally fill some big shoes.
Yeah, I just got an email today to me, my agent Brent, Mize Agency, got nominated and selected for the Celebrity Impact Award for Do Good Wisconsin at their Gala for Good event, and. This is the third year. The first year, Charlie Behrens got the award. Last year, J.J. Watt got the award. And now this year.
And the Diva, I have the Tiger.
Company, wow. Yeah. That's so what do you have to do for that?
I just clean up garbage, scuba dive, and pick
just
up
do
trash.
What you do.
Make videos and show people what I see underwater. And Christy helps along too.
Well, congratulations. That's really cool. To both of you. That's you're going to have a, do you have a mantle where you live now?
Yeah,
somewhere for awards to go. Okay, good.
He's just amazing, though. He melts my heart every day. I'm so proud of him.
Aww.
I cannot wait to call him my husband. I'm serious. As cheesy as that sounds.
Listen, this is going to sound nuts, but I think we can do it. Why don't we marry them here on the air?
Are you ordained?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What do you have to do? Take his man
I'll
to be his
quick,
wife?
I'll take a quick course right here.
Yeah, do it. Get a certificate. We'll do it at the end of the show. All right, so we were talking about what you guys do with the waterways. Ed, you've been doing this for years. Do you get angry when you see garbage and litter, and is diving for it and cleaning up a way for you to deal with your anger? Because you're basically cleaning up other people's trash out of the goodness of your heart. You didn't start, this wasn't a job when you started.
No.
You were just doing it to do it.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit.
Honestly, I've never been angry once. I'm a pretty calm guy, pretty well-preserved, and I feel ashamed of how people are, and, you know, people out there fishing that they're supposed to be, you know, awesome anglers, and they care about the environment, they care about handling fish and stuff, but they leave fishing line all over the bank for the birds, the ducks and stuff to get all tangled up, to tangled up in their legs, and they end up dying. But, you know, when I'm diving, a lot of people, they're not trying to lose lures on purpose. They're not trying to lose their $8 lure, $10 lure. It happens by accident, but some people are addicted to fishing. They'll stay in the same spot, get stuck on the same rock 15, 20 times, lose all those lures, lose all that line, and it just adds up. And then they just do it over and over again, and they'll leave their lure containers on the banks, their bags from Walmart or Cabela's, Fleet Farm, all over. So it's just a little discouraging, but, you know, it keeps me busy, and it also gets other people outdoors to go out and, you know, clean up, and they send me photos, say, hey, we went out fishing, but we came out with two bags of trash, and, you know, it's encouraging to see the people doing that.
Yeah, so, one person can make a difference, and so many of them contact us and, like you said, send us pictures and say, hey, look what we picked up today. And it'll be like a little family, and they picked up six bags.
Yeah.
So if, like, every person did that, you know.
Yeah. You're a multiplier. Like, that's pretty cool. But the stuff that must drive you crazy, a Mountain Dew bottle and cigarette packet or something like that, I don't think I could.
No. And some of these party spots, like, I go to Lee Lake about three or four times a year. That's where I grew up swimming a lot. There's a rope. People go, they park their boats in the water, but they go and they'll drink and throw bottles, cans in the water, all in this little spot. But it's really clear water. And I love going there because it's beautiful. But, you know, if you're out there swimming, you got your kids there, they're barefoot, you're barefoot, you're going to cut your feet. So I'm out there picking up little chunks of glass, picking up bottle caps, rusty stuff.
Unbelievable.
And that's even beaches with the metal detector. I'll go out and get like old bobby pins that are inch under the sand. That have been there for 50 years, starting to rust. So it's just all kinds of stuff, nails, barbed wire.
Wow. That is
dangerous stuff.
Yeah. So when, all right, Christy, when did you know you wanted to do, like, I could see, you know, like an Ed or whatever, falling in love, whatever.
Yeah.
I've had a crush on him from afar for years now, but no, but like,
what the way you, your yard looked.
Yeah, right. I like a guy who keeps a house tight.
A clean yard.
I like your backyard, Ed.
I've always loved women, but I got to say that yard is incredible. So, but you, like, it's not like you were already dating.
Yeah, he's so happy and, like, happy-go-lucky and positive and kind. And, like, his eyes light up when he finds something and he can return it to the rightful owner. And the exploring and the treasure hunting, it's, like, addicting. And right. So when I finally got to, you know, when I might, like I said, my first time finding that wallet in that bottle, I mean, just to see this little end of a bottle stick out and then you're down under the water, it's crystal clear, and you pluck it out and you're like, score! It's completely intact. And it's like, I found my first bottle. I found my first wallet. It took him 4 years to find a wallet.
Rub it in.
On really? my first dive, I found a wallet.
You kind of knew where to go, though.
Yeah. She did an awesome job. And you get to see the fish, too.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. Seeing all the fish. I don't know what half of them are, but.
But I'm fixated on this because you went and got certified. And I you must have had, is that something you ever would have done?
No.
Had you not met Ed? Like,
no.
You never had any interest in it.
I mean, I've thought about it, but I never.
And now,
did
do you
it.
Think it's cool?
It's absolutely incredible. It's exhilarating. Huh. Yeah,
I feel like I'd be really freaked out if I went underwater.
It's not easy.
Yeah,
it's scary. Yeah, there's a lot to it.
You get used to it, and like a lot of the places they go, they're low vis. You know, the Fox River average time, like if it is clear, like I'll call clear 2 feet that you can see.
Yeah,
but most of the time it's only like 6 inches to a foot. This year was probably worse. But I was looking for a phone down here, complete darkness, 28 feet deep in the river. And I just was holding on to a rope and, like, going around in circles, feeling with my hands and using my metal detector in the dark. Found a couple old bottles, but no phone. But, you know, a lot of the stuff I do is shallow, low visibility.
Right.
Yeah. It literally went from green to brown to black, the water. That was the only time I was ever petrified watching him. Because Walter and I were with him that day. And it was by the Foxy Paddler. That guy lost his phone. And I've never seen a scarier video. He's just literally feeling around. I mean, there's cars down there. There's bicycles.
Cars?
I didn't find one, but there's vehicles. There's all kinds of stuff down there.
Just people that had too much to drink. And
there's all kinds.
Well, the history of that river, so much has been thrown
in there. I
know
it's got a reputation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you ever been down there and it's murky, like you said, and you have 6 inches visibility, and then all of a sudden you're looking like at a muskie or something like that?
Sturgeon.
They bump right up against you. Usually up by the dam and up here. Like, if I'm just out there looking for lures, you got your face down to the rocks, you're looking for shiny stuff, all of a sudden something bumps your arm, and then you kind of bump it back, and it doesn't move. It's just a big old sturgeon, and they get close to you, and it's just like, you're okay, I had enough of this.
So. Yeah, they're just kind of like, hey, how you doing?
So what do you do? What, the first time that happened, you must have like, well, I don't know.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my biggest worry is if they have a lure on them or a couple lures from fishing, snagging them, but then that lure gets stuck on them, the line gets ripped off. So my biggest worry is I'm coming up against my suit or my leg, and all of a sudden I get hooked on them, and then they take me for a ride or rip me up a little bit.
Taking you to the St. Lawrence Seaway up back to the Atlantic Ocean or something.
Hold on.
So you just reminded me of something. My guests, by the way, are Ed the Diver and Christy Barlamet, two award-winning guests who are here in the studio right now at Nightlight. My sister said several months ago during the summer, she's like, oh, I lost my phone at the Menominee Harbor. Oh. I was like, oh, that's terrible. And she's like, oh, yeah. And someone said, no, somebody, Julie, found a diver and he pulled the phone out for him. I'm like, what? She did? Like, who finds a diver? And then a couple days later, I go, it was Ed the Diver. Like, you got my sister's cell phone out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty
cool.
And
I was like, what are the odds? Like, I had just kind of met you. And then and then your daughter shows up to deliver DoorDash while she's in town visiting. I'm like, all of a sudden, Ed the Diver's all around
everywhere.
Me. It's so funny.
Did you ever dream about him?
No.
Thank you.
I dream about his clean yard.
Okay.
All right. It is cleaner now.
Fair enough.
His trash cans out and takes them right in after. So, all right, I'm just going to ask this because I'm obsessed with underwater stuff. I just want nothing to do with it personally. But what is the creepiest thing you've seen? Was that the sturgeon?
No, I've seen, you know, a lot of, like, you see dead fish or whatever, and, like, using the Fox River, you're diving, all of a sudden you'll see dead fish here. Then you start focusing, you're like, there's dead fish everywhere. And you're like, oh, I wonder how these
fish are dead. You know, am I going to end up like this? Oh, you know, are they soaking in something that's dangerous in the mud, or, you know, is that killing them?
Right.
And here I am just walling around and it, you know, picking stuff up and stirring the bottom up and, you know, to get all the line and lures out and get bicycles. And I got an outhouse door out by, last year, but up here there at Voyager Park.
Tosses that in the river?
I don't know. It's pretty heavy.
I don't want anyone to have privacy from now on.
Okay.
Party's over.
But no, I mean, yeah. The big fish and stuff. You'll find bones here and there.
But, all right. So I'm just going to put this out there. It's probably going to happen the more you dive. You're probably going to see some type of human remain. I don't know what the probability scale is there, but it could happen, right? Mm-hmm. What do you do if you call the authorities, I assume, but what do you do?
I have a bone chart at home and I've been looking at, but usually I can tell, like I found radial and ulna. I found those kind of together. But up in the Menominee River, a lot of these rivers, there's a lot of, you know, Indian burial and stuff. So I just leave them.
We had Tumble the urn too.
Yeah, I found an urn in the Shawano River by the Shawano Dam. It's not the Shawano River, it's the Wolf River in Shawano, Wisconsin. And it was just like in a
cross.
It was a cross. And I was like, oh, it's a cool little cross. You hang it on the wall. And I took it out and, you know, I shook it and it sounded solid. But after the water drained out, I got it home. I heard there's a bag in it or something. I'm like, oh no. And then a couple people commented, are you sure that's not an urn? And it ended up being that. So we brought it back and tossed it back in where I found it together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we each just held on and put it back in.
Yeah. I was like, let's throw it together. So we go like this and she just whips it. And I'm like,
But it's still the same body of water.
A little mini ceremony and the ashes go flying all over the place. So that's really cool. So have you inspired, are there other people like you now, Ed, or like that are following in the footsteps of both of you that want to clean waterways?
A lot of people are sending messages and I get people from all over the world ask me like, you know, I love what you're doing. How do I get started? This and that. And it's just so much, like so many people ask me all over, well, how do I get certified? How do I do this and do that? And I'm like, well, just please just watch my videos.
Yeah.
I don't have time to explain it.
Right.
You know, step by step.
Yeah.
And then it gets kind of overwhelming. Learning how to say no to things that are really time consuming.
Right.
And, you know, I donate a lot every year, but now I'm trying to like make it more structured donations. And
I always do this. This is me. I'm like Mr. Donation in the moment. And then I get home and I forget all about it.
Yeah.
So if people want to donate to your cause, where do they go and how can they do it?
So every spring, I do a big push. I ask people, hey, if you want to donate old gear, fishing rods or lures, or if, you know, some of your family passed away, you can donate them. I give them to kids. So I have kids coming in when I'm selling in the Menominee River Marinette and they'll come in, you know, a parent will bring in four kids and, you know, if I have rods, everybody gets a free rod.
Nice.
Every kid 16 and under gets a free lure, whether it's from my personal stock or what other people donate. So
that's so cool.
Keep kids fishing.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. So, all right. So what do you guys have? All right. I know. I see you have your New Year's Eve things. We'll do that after the break too. We can close it down with New Year's Eve. But are you guys ready for Christmas? You got big plans? Are you going to celebrate it here at City Deck Landing in Green Bay? Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, we're going over to my sister's tomorrow for New Year's Eve. My dad's still here from Alaska.
Yep.
So he's coming down. My brother and sister-in-law, their kids, and my sister and her kids, and us. So it'll be fun.
Little guys in the back room as we speak.
Yeah.
Reading a book.
Family affair. Yeah. That's so cool. It's nice to see where people have come in a year.
Yeah.
Because I introduced you guys, and I will marry the two of you on here. And just see what you've done, Ed, like with building this, and now you've added your favorite employee here. That's so cool.
Yeah, she's my teammate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not her boss.
We did.
Yeah, we got her tattoo still.
Oh, what does that say?
Ed the Diver.
Ed the Diver. Oh,
and then he got me and Christy.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Well, I have that same tattoo. Her name is Brisket, though. No, all right. Ed the Diver is here and Christy Barlament. They will help me wrap things up after a very short break. This is Pete Schwabit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house, man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Welcome back. So Christy Barlament and Ed the Diver are in the studio here. Christy's on her way out because she made fun of my bears. But Ed is welcome to stay. Conrad, do you have a score check? How are the Packers doing?
I actually have it on my phone. It's 7-0 right now.
Oh, nice.
Packers. They're like fast out of the gate.
Yeah.
For real.
They score fast. And they always, whenever they played the Bears, they were up like 28-0. In the first quarter, and then the end of the game would be like 31-17.
Yeah.
Do you get sick of having such a fast-starting football team?
Not really.
No.
And that's one of my dreams, is to sing the national anthem at the Lambeau Field someday.
Like,
do you
Frank
sing?
Did.
I see. Yeah. Are you good?
I used
very.
To be.
He's oh. very good. And he plays music. He can
guitar and harmonica.
Dude, come in. Listen, we have a lot of in-studio performers here.
It's if like you're, nothing there he can do.
If you're not, if you're being serious.
For real.
You're welcome. Yeah, can we see a tape first? Or
well, I've got a CD. It's on Tower Records app.
CD.
Just look up Eddie what? Bieber on Apple, iTunes,
all right.
Tower Records, and a bunch of other
CD
stuff.
I can
Spotify.
Let's look that up, Conrad.
Sounds good.
Because I'm a believer.
But it's like gospel music, Christian music.
Oh,
so it's not. It's like more like contemporary Christian folk. What I used to do, but
nice.
Yeah. It gives me Bieber fever.
Bieber fever.
We don't need to get into all that. We're running low on time. Keep it clean, Christy.
Just keeping
kidding.
It clean.
Hey, tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking off 24 hours of Christmas music from 4 to 6. We'll be on 2 hours earlier. Jimmy Stewart will be stopping by. We got him. I don't know how we got him, but Jimmy Stewart, he's been deceased for years. He's going to be on the show tomorrow
Incredible.
Night.
Incredible.
And then Santa Claus will make an appearance. Oh. And then we'll have the Christmas music on Wednesday, and we'll be back with an all-music show on Thursday, and Jimmy Pardo. The Doctors in Recital will be here, the punk band Radio for Pets from Ed and my hometown of Marinette, Wisconsin, and nice. Comedian Jimmy Pardo. So a fun week of shows here at Nightlight. And we have a text we'll get to, but first I want to ask, Christy, you're kind of the it girl in Green Bay. What is happening in New Year's that people should not miss if they live in Green Bay?
Well, one big event, it's called the New Year's Eve Dinner, and it's at Poke the Bear. That is Tuesday, December 31st from 4 to 10 p.m. They have some really nummy features.
Oh, wow.
Charbroiled ribeye. They have a butter poached lobster tail, a 14-ounce perfectly charred ribeye steak, cold water lobster tail. And I'll let Ed read this. How's that? What is that?
All right.
Sing it, Ed.
You also have a charbroiled New York strip and butter poached jumbo shrimp.
How much butter?
14-ounce charbroiled New York strip steak.
paired with six tender butter poached jumbo shrimp, elegantly drizzled with vibrant Aleppo chimichurris.
See why I want him to read it?
Yeah, okay. Yum.
That sounds like a nice hot meal at a fair price.
But yeah, what? in St. Brendan's Inn, 1001 Club, those are some really great places to check out if you're looking for a good dinner. Hmm. But then as far as events, the Harlem Globetrotters 2025 World Tour. I went to this last year. The guy came into the Waterfront Market, and then he came back and gave me free tickets right on the...
Really?
Right on the,
one of the Globetrotters?
Yeah, he was staying the Hyatt or whatever. No. But yeah, so that's December 30th at the Rush. It starts at 7. And if you don't know what they are,
fun.
Yeah, you know, spins, dunks, slams. They do a bunch of fun stuff.
It's a great show. They're so fun to watch.
I love the Globetrotters. Yeah, and the fan engagement is huge. Like, they really get the crowds involved and stuff like that. And then we have that.
All right.
One more thing.
New Year's Eve grown-up show presented by Comedy Theater Theater, Comedy City Theater. And that's 365 Main Street, Suite E. And apparently...
Right?
Yeah, this is DePere, and this is from 7:30 to 9, $17 per ticket, and this is for adults only. So they got, mainly adults. It says premium admission includes a champagne toast, so I don't know if that's 20 or what that extra price is, but it'll include a simulated countdown to midnight, and it'll revolve around their team performing various improv games and skits using suggestions from the audience. What's the name of that old show with Drew Carey?
Whose line is it anyway? Yes. Yeah, that's a great. Those guys were in here a few weeks ago, and I will say, folks, that is one I would definitely consider because when I used to do stand up and I would travel all over, it was kind of a bummer because we would be New Year's Eve. You always got paid more as a comedian; they kind of doubled your money, but you'd count down the New Year with the other comic and watch all the couples, and then it's like the clock hits midnight and you have the other comic like. Hey man, happy. So it's kind of depressing, but that comedy is a great way to ring in the new year too.
Absolutely,
those all sound fantastic.
Great.
Absolutely,
you guys, this was so fun. Thank you for coming in, and I have like 8,000 more questions for you because I'm in awe of someone who can be under the water that much and not wet yourself on a regular basis.
Oh, I do underwater. I do in my suit. Yeah,
I guess you can. I even do now.
He's sort of cleaning the water with. all right, we have one text to get to here. Let's do this. Steady Eddie getting in under the wire. He's in the 608. He says, Pete and Conrad, I've been asking for world peace for decades without much luck. So for Christmas this year, I'm wishing for a bottle of genuine Wisconsin maple syrup. Probably much more attainable. I'm dreaming about sipping maple syrup from my favorite cocktail glass while sitting in my favorite easy chair next to a roaring fire, my good dog peacefully snoozing at my feet as perfect snowflakes gently drift past my window while Nat King Cole softly sings the Christmas song. I then enjoy waffles, butter, maple syrup, and bacon for my Christmas breakfast. Merry Christmas, Pete and Conrad. Merry Christmas to you, Steady Eddie.
Merry Christmas,
Steady Eddie. If I wasn't already in love with Ed's yard, I would be in love with Steady Eddie's.
I like your name.
Yeah. He's a believer, too.
Yeah.
Probably a believer. Thank you for the text, Steady Eddie. Steadfast Edward, always fun to hear from you. Thank you all for your texts. Thank you to Ben Reiser, and thank you to Christy Barlament and Ed the Diver, Eddie Bieber.
Thanks
great
for having
you guys.
Us.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Have a great Christmas. Great New Year's. Happy, what was it, Kwanzaa Kanaka?
Yeah, that was close enough.
Close enough. I got it. And just happy holidays to everybody listening. It's been great to entertain you all leading up to Christmas. We will be back live Friday night, but we have all kinds of fun stuff planned Tuesday through Thursday. So tune in here and tune in for Christmas music tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. on Civic Media for 24 hours. This has been fun. Have a great night. We will be back live Friday night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Clinton developed a fever today. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Well, former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after developing a fever. He is there for testing, adding he is fine, awake and alert, in good spirits, and deeply appreciates the excellent care he is receiving.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. It accuses Gaetz of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies all those allegations. In a bench trial, a federal judge in Washington, D.C., convicted retired D.C. lieutenant, Police Lieutenant Shane Lamont, of lying to authorities about leaking confidential information to the Proud Boys extremist outfit. This is ABC News.